This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified, and this hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Ray, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The score.
And 670thescore.com. And Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
As you all saw, we were able to really turn those three picks that we had today into eight, which just gave us a lot more ammunition to bring in more players to compete and make this roster more competitive. And I truly believe that when you increase the amount of competition, you get the best out of everybody. It also gives us a high hit rate of players, you know, to bring onto the roster that can really impact our team and develop as well.
Bears general manager Ryan Poles talking about what they feel like they accomplished with the draft. I wanted to go a little bit more in depth, so I reached out to one of my boys. He joins me now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He's still fit, franchise-wise, in sacks. And now that Khalil Mack is up out of here, it's going to be a while before someone catches Alex Brown on the Bears sack list. What's up, AB?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. The kids are good. I see Tony is out here stealing bases, doing all sorts of stuff.
Yes, he is doing his thing, man. I love it. They're having a really good year. I'm hoping they can keep it up and win the SoCon, the Southern Conference, and then, I mean, he gets a ring for that, you know? It's not like football. You got to win that one championship. If you win the season record, then you win a ring, or you'll get a ring, and then you have an opportunity to get another one by winning the SoCon tournament. And it's just like, it'd be really cool to see it. I mean, I don't know. I think he works his butt off. The whole team is doing really well, so it'd be really cool to see him win it.
What's it like for you as a former professional athlete to be the sports dad now?
It's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking because for so long, if you make it to that level, right? If you make it to that highest level of playing in whatever sport, I mean, you're pretty good at that sport to some degree. And you feel like helpless when your kid is out there. You want to help. You've always been able to do something about it when you're watching a sport, and it's like, or when you were playing the sport, but now you're sitting there watching it and you can't do anything. All you can do is hope that he does well. And it's just, oh man, I don't even bite my nails no more. It's just like, all right, what's the point? Like, it's just, you're just nervous as hell. I don't know, man. I have fun. I will say that. It is a lot of fun, and I get so much enjoyment out of it. I'm actually kind of mad right now because baseball, obviously, they play so many more games, and usually they have a game during the week, whether that's Tuesday or Wednesday, before that Friday, Saturday, Sunday three-game series they'll have against somebody. This week they don't have it, and I feel lost. I'm like, where's my game at? Where's my midweek game, you know? So I'm kind of upset with the scheduling there.
Uh-huh. Alex's son, Tony, plays for the Mercer Bears, and they've won 12 straight. They're having an outstanding season, and he is one of the reasons. But, I mean, I know that's not the only one. Like, you got the little ones are out here doing stuff too now.
Oh, man. Yeah, my girls, man, they're taking over soccer in Buford, slowly but surely. They're going to – if I can get them to understand that what mom and dad gave me is not enough. You know, that's not enough. I need you to work. I need you to work at it and continually get better. But once they get – I mean, we're talking about 10 and 14 right now. Hopefully the 14-year-old starts to realize it this year, and then 15, it really clicks that – if I were to put in more work on this, how good could I be? Because she's going to 10th grade, and there's no doubt in my mind she's going to be starting center mid for their soccer team, who I think will win the state championship next year. So she is phenomenal. The little one is a monster. She wants to beat you 100-0. So I'm not worried about her at all. She's super competitive. That's Kennedy. Kennedy is super competitive. She's 10 years old, and she just wants to win, period. She reminds me of me. Like, she wants to win, and she wants to beat the hell out of you while doing it.
I love seeing you guys as dads. It's hilarious. Like, seeing Charles right now, like, with his kids and like, all of you all complaining, like, they need to click on that gene where they can't be beat and all that stuff. Like, seeing you guys as dads is really, really awesome. Alex Brown joining me here on The Score. You can watch Alex on the Football After Show on NBC Sports Chicago. Before we talk about the draft, I know that we talked a little bit about this when it happened, but what do you think so far of Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus?
I'm in the camp of giving it a little more time. I want to see more. I think I understand what they want to do philosophy-wise as far as the competition they want to bring in, like how they want to play the game, how they're going to build this team. But I want to see it for a year, and then I can get a real sense of what they're trying to do after I see this next draft, right? Because when they have a little more picks, when they have a little more room to make some moves, if he can do what he did with this year's draft, he can do that again next year. I think they'd be headed down the right direction for sure. But the accountability, everything they're saying, I love it. I love the fact that we have a football guy in there as far as the general manager. I love that. When you've done it, I'm not saying that people that haven't done it can't do it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm more comfortable with a person being in there that has done it. And he has. Ryan has done it. He's been there. He's been in the trenches. He understands. It doesn't take him long to see a player and say that guy can play. Whether he's successful or not, we'll see. But that guy can actually play football. He looks, he moves a certain way for what we need. I like that. Eberflus is what he's doing with reaching out to former guys, really connecting with the current guys. Hey, he's not a BSer from, I mean, I'm looking from afar now, but he doesn't seem like a BSer to me. He's just telling you how it is. When they bring in competition, the writing's on the wall. When they go and they draft a corner and then they draft a safety, the writing's on the wall that, hey, we need this room right here better. You know what I mean? So That is what I like. I like what I'm seeing. I can't wait to see them in a game situation, because that is what's going to determine whether or not I like Eberflus as a coach. His in-game adjustments, his in-game decision-making, like what his feel for the game is, stuff like that. So I got to wait and see on that, but I like what they're doing so far.
Some of it, I would imagine, feels familiar to you because Eberflus is a Rod Marinelli disciple, and he's bringing some of that stuff that Rod would do with you guys to the Bears now, which it's comfortable for me because I covered it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm used to it, and I imagine that guys that played in that system like the idea of bringing some of that stuff back, even in 2022 NFL.
Well, they want to dominate, and in order to dominate, there has to be a different mentality than what it's been. We won't see again a play downfield where only two guys are running after that play, and that one of them being Robert Quinn every time, because he played down there with Rod Marinelli, you know, so he understands that. He understands that it's running to the football. You have to sprint to the football. Sprint, not jog, not turn, look. You see where the ball's going, you take off and you go get it. That's the mentality he's going to bring. You got to be able to take the ball away. When you get a fumble, I mean, we've seen over the years the amount of fumbles that are on the ground and offense recovers it. Well, if you got 11 guys running to the football, you have a better shot at recovering that fumble or getting that tip ball that falls harmlessly on the ground in past years. Now you got a chance to have somebody come up with that play or get that interception, and now it's time to score. So I think the mentality will change for sure. It'll change on defense, and that's what they need, because that's how this football team is going to win if we're talking about winning this year. I get it. The coaches and the GM, like, I hear the rebuild, and they can win this year. I'm sure everybody in Chicago, including myself, because when Lovie Smith came in and he said something about Green Bay, and he said that about Green Bay and talking about how, hey, we're going to beat Green Bay. And I'm looking at the TV like, have you watched the last few Green Bay games against Green Bay or against Brett Favre? Because they're beating the hell out of us, you know? Like, so he came in with a different mentality, and it was like, okay, yeah, this guy right here, he's thinking a little different. He don't care if it's Brett Favre or not. We got to beat them because that's the standard. We have to beat them. They're winning each and every year. What are we doing wrong, or what can we do more like them so we can beat them? And in 2 years, we're sitting in a Super Bowl and had every shot to win it. So, and it doesn't take long if you got the right guys here, you got the right guys leading those guys. So I'm hopeful. I like the draft. I like what they did. I like how they addressed the position. So I'm pretty pumped about the upcoming season. Not that they're going to win the Super Bowl or even go to the Super Bowl, but nobody thought Cincinnati was going to be where they ended up either.
Well, so, the Cincinnati thing is kind of interesting to me because they did do what I did notice is that they, on the offensive side in their draft, they were like, well, let's give our quarterback the things that he needs. And in one case, the thing that he wanted. Like, hey, I know Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is going to make plays. Draft Ja'Marr Chase, and we will make it happen. And they did. There are a lot of people, a lot of Bears fans, that are like, okay, this draft was cool, but did you go and make Justin Fields better? I have two thoughts on this, but I wanted to hear your opinion on it first.
Well, my opinion is that, well, for Cincinnati, they had the draft capital to actually pick a guy like a Ja'Marr Chase. They had a high pick where they could get him. So, yes, they were able to pull the trigger on that. For what the Bears did, I think Justin Fields owes it to the Bears and himself to get better and take a step forward so he can help the guys that's there. If you give him the ball back more by making the defense better, by making the secondary better, the offensive line getting a little better, yes, I think you can do that. If they had the draft capital, there's no doubt in my mind they would have picked up Olave or one of those receivers that Justin is, that he had a previous relationship or previous engagement with. He played with them down in college. So whether that was Wilson or Olave. So they didn't have the draft capital to move up to get a guy like that. So should they have just gotten anybody? No, if they're not on your board, then don't reach. And I love that. They didn't reach at anybody. If that person came, then they picked them. But they still were able to address glaring holes on this team. That was corner, a strong safety that we have not had since Amos left. We have not had that guy since Amos left. A guy that will come down in the box and thump you. That can't. Now, this guy, he can actually make plays. I'm not saying Amos couldn't. He made a couple plays against us in the secondary, but he can also make plays in the passing game. It's not just coming down for run support. So I think they addressed the situation. Justin Fields has weapons. They did it in bringing in a couple receivers through free agency. It doesn't always have to be the draft. You bring in Pringle, you bring in the kid from Green Bay. So I think they gave him a little bit. Could have given him more, of course.
Well, I'm with you on the idea of if the whole team is better, then that should make Justin better. Like, I do understand people that'll say, man, you know, did they do enough? Did they get offensive line help at the top of the draft with their two picks in the second round? I'm stuck. Like, I'm kind of stuck because I see the idea of we had a problem in the back four. And they needed to resolve it. And now you look at that, you to get two starters immediately, and that's what the Bears have done here, two guys that are going to come in and start, I think that helps. And I kept thinking about Eddie J. And I know that this is a prove-it year because these guys that are in charge now don't owe him a damn thing. But I feel like if Brisker, the safety out of Penn State, and Gordon, the corner out of Washington, along with Jalen Johnson, who I think is pretty good. If those guys are good, then we might get a chance to see the best version of Eddie because now we're not talking about a safety who, oh, well, he can play strong and he can play free. No, you get a strong safety and a free safety now. Everyone knows where they have to be, and we don't have to worry about them flip-flopping in games or week to week.
Correct. Like, I don't know why so many people forget that you don't just mistakenly play at an all-pro level. You don't just do that and then lose it. No. I mean, if you get hurt, okay. Injuries, what happened with Mike Brown and how Mike Brown was one of the top safeties in the league, and then injuries kind of derailed Mike B. Eddie can play at that level, but when you move positions and now you're back there and you're the veteran back there with a young Jalen Johnson and you're trying to cover for everything. I'm not making excuses for Eddie now. The tackling part, most people when I'm talking about Eddie go to the tackling. Eddie hadn't tackled anybody since high school probably. Okay, so stop thinking he's going to come down and thump somebody. He's not going to do it. That's not what he do. Like, come on. Like, very few people can do it all. But what we do know Eddie can do is he can roam in the back and make plays, and he can steal post routes. He can steal slants when people come down. He makes plays, and he goes and scores. He can play at that all-pro level. I'm still on board with Eddie. I think Eddie can be a phenomenal piece on this defense when he's just doing his job. Just do your job. There are 11 jobs out there. You do your job, and the rest of the guys, they have to do their job. And I think Eddie can be back to that Pro Bowl / All-Pro level because I don't think it's gone anywhere. I think he still has the confidence. I think he still has the ability. He's still young. He can make the plays. He hasn't had no crazy injury. I think it was an ankle that actually got him hurt that year. He did have an All-Pro season. Like, he's that dude, man. I love Eddie. I love him. He's not going to tackle. But hey, he's gonna try. He ain't gonna bring enough. He ain't got enough. He got enough in the trunk, man, to come down and just smack somebody. But he will. He will try. But he's gonna make plays on the ball, and that's what I want Eddie doing. That's what he's good at. That's what he's really good at. So that's that. I'm okay with Eddie. I like Eddie, man. If the other kids can come along and play their part, and make a contribution that way. Yes, then, yeah, you can see the secondary being a lot better. I love, was that Eberflus talking before we started?
That was Ryan Poles that was talking.
That was Ryan. Okay. So Ryan said it, like, bring the competition in. Bring the competition in, and you're going to get the best out of these guys if you bring the competition. And that's what they were able to do. They were able to bring more competition, whether that was in the pass rush side. You got a young kid coming in that hasn't played the position a lot, but he's big, he's fast, long arm. Like, he can go. Now we got to teach him how to play the position. You got some legit guys that can come in that secondary and push that secondary to another level. Like, that's what you want. You're going to get the most. Nobody's comfortable. That's what you don't want in a locker room. You don't want people that are comfortable. Once people get comfortable, they get complacent. Now you start to see that fallback. I think bringing in the competition helps a lot.
Alex Brown joining me here. You can watch him on NBC Sports Chicago, the football after show. I know that you watch a ton of SEC football because, you know, you're like one of the greatest players in SEC history. Let's get that out there. Let's let people know that. The wide receiver out of Tennessee, Velus Jones Jr., did you get a chance to watch him, and what do you think of him?
I didn't know. When they picked him, I had to look him up, honestly. But then when I looked him up, I remember him now. I remember when they played against my Gators. So I'm a huge Gator guy, you know that. So watching this kid, and I'm not gonna hold it against him that he went to the Vols. That's okay. But he's a part of the fraternity now in Chicago. So the kid can run. That's the first thing that jumps off the page. The kick and run. Now we not only have Mooney that can take the top off of defense, we also have, and say his name one time, is it Velus?
Velus Jones Jr.
Velus, okay. Velus, okay. So he can take the top off of defense. He can take a top route, which is a little 1 yard route, and he can make a guy miss. He said it himself. First guy's not bringing me down. That's what he prides himself on, that first guy. A lot of times in the NFL, when you get a blitz coming, they pop the ball out to you, and Justin turns and throws it to him. That's all you need to do is make one guy miss, and now you're 20 yards up the field. This guy having 4.3, 4.31 speed, he could be to the house. He could be 88 out the gate. So I like it. I like the pick, having another explosive guy on the team. You lose Cohen. He was the other explosive guy that you were hoping to get back last year. Never happened. Now you have Mooney, but you needed another explosive type guy, another big play type guy. And I think they may have found one in Velus.
Velus.
Jeez. Velus. I'm a country boy, man. You know, I'm going to be saying Velus. I'm going to be saying Velus for a long time. Why?
I saw a lot of, like, his tape, and what I thought was kind of cool, and I'm interested in, is that they would line him up in the slot, and then they'd run these routes where basically like rub routes where the outside guy would go in and maybe on a curl, and then you'd see him run a wheel. And when he would get those matchups, man, he would take advantage of it. I like the idea of having a player that doesn't necessarily have a position that you say, okay, your position is go beat somebody. And having speed like that is important if you're going to confuse some of these defenses that have these hybrid defenders.
No doubt. But I think that would have to – that's going to come. Those situations are going to come with Justin Fields taking a step and recognizing when you have one-on-one matches, when you have man coverage, I should say, when those rub routes actually work. You know, they're going to work in zone. If they're playing zone, you can rub all you want. You're not rubbing anybody off, you know. So if they're in man, Justin's going to have to see that and then maybe check to some of that stuff, and that's when you'll get those opportunities where he can run by somebody. I like the fact that he's actually a receiver because we did have one of those guys in Patterson, right? And you just couldn't find a way that Patterson could get the ball enough because he couldn't catch the ball. I think this kid can catch the ball a lot better. So he's more of a receiver, but he can do some of the other stuff like a thinner type running back. Once he gets the ball in his hand, he is a pretty good dang runner. So I like it. He don't have to always go deep, even though he's a 4-3 guy. He doesn't always have to go deep. to affect the offense or to make the defense kind of understand where he's at all times, because he's that dynamic of a player, especially with 4-3 speed.
AB, I appreciate the time, man. I know you got a lot of stuff to do and games to go watch, so I'm gonna let you do that.
I'm going to that Cubs game. What are we doing tonight?
Are you going?
Cubs game tonight.
Are you going?
Yes. Come on.
Are you like
my Sox are gonna beat the hell out of the? I mean, I'm sorry. I can't do that. My Sox. We have to play better.
Wow.
We gotta get some runs up.
Wow. Are you doing the White Sox post game press conference now?
No, I'm not. I want to see it. You know, I want to see it. I came up. I got a couple things going on up here for the next couple of days. So I'm gonna go in. I gotta go to the game, man. I have to go to the game. I want to see it.
Well, wear a coat because it's gonna rain all day and it's gonna be cold tonight, AB.
Come on, man. You know I'm coming. I left the house this morning. I left Atlanta this morning. It was 78 degrees. Come on, I get up here. I can't see anything. It's foggy. It's raining. And now you tell me it's gonna be cold in the next what? 3-4 hours. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's gonna be like when you was playing, AB. Like that. You better layer up. You better layer up. Oh, wait a minute. You know enough people that you could be inside watching the game. So you know what? You're going to be at some place where they got a dessert cart, and they're going to be bringing you all sorts of stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you thought I was going to be outside. I'm in the Maker's Mark room. Come on. I'm in the Maker's Mark room. Come on.
See, that's why you got to roll with AB, because AB knows all the people. Sir, have a good time, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, baby. Appreciate it.
That is Alex Brown. He's going to be in the Maker's Mark group tonight watching the Cubs and his White Sox. You heard him. You heard him almost slip there. His White Sox. But he's going to be in the Maker's Mark group. That's right. I forgot about money. I forgot all about money. The other part is, like, Alex is – people love Alex. He shows up. He's the life of the party, man. So, AB will be in the house for Cubs Sox. He could be on my list of hairlines that I'm jealous of. Like, Alex could be in the top five of that, but he's not. I do have a top five, and I will share it with you next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Top 5 Tuesdays on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top 5 Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this The Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's Top 5 Tuesdays on The Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
I've been thinking about doing this particular Top 5 for a while because I see a lot of my brethren on TV and I go, man, I wish I had that headline, the hairline. That was a strong hairline that that person has. And then I'm like, let me write all these dudes down. Now, some of them, like, when I get to number 5, like, there's Kendall Gill probably should be on the list. And I'll explain. Like, he's got a great hairline. But this isn't necessarily great head of hair. And I don't know if this is a cultural thing. With the hairline, so with me, like, my hairline's not terrible. I'm still hanging on. I can still grow a head of hair if I wanted to. I know where I'm thinning, and my little nephew Cam this week was like, you have a little hair. Because, you know, he's 5, and he's already got the great hair with the curls and all that stuff. But he was saying I didn't have a lot of hair, and he's right. My hairline's still okay. But, you know, I can see where I'm going to have to come on home before I get the Stephen A. Smith where the hairline starts in the middle of your head type stuff. So these are 5 people that I see them and I go, man, they got a real dope hairline. Number 5.
First offering, Harper drives one in the air, deep right field, long gone. Upper deck home run. And the Phillies have broken it wide open, leading 15-8.
Now, with Bryce Harper, I don't know if there's some trickeration going on. We all know that he has a great head of hair, but my concern is that is the hairline really popping, or does he have enough hair that he can make it so it look like the hairline is popping? Like, if we shave Bryce all the way down, would he still have the popping hairline? Or is it an illusion? I'm going to give Harper the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that he's got the gray hairline because every time I see that dude, I'm like, man, that dude, he got the hair. What's up, my man from ESPN, Marty Smith? Same type of hair and hairline. Yeah. Number 5. But we could also put Kendall Gill in there at number 5 because his hairline is popping. Number 4.
Idolized Dennis Rodman. Idolized the Worm, man. He was the first person, I believe, in this league, in NBA history, to be a star in their role. And I remember saying that exact quote, saying be a star in your role when we were on those runs in Cleveland, making those championship runs. You know, he was the definition of being a star in your role. And that was something that I wanted to, you know, embody in myself and in my game.
I don't know how you felt about the Tristan Thompson experience as a player. There were some games where he was very valuable. There were some games when he wasn't very valuable. But that hairline is popping. Tristan Thompson's hairline is first team All-NBA. You're not getting all the things that you're getting if you ain't got a popping hairline like a Tristan Thompson. And when I see him play games for the Bulls, I'll be like, I'm jealous of that man's hairline. I wish I was still rocking a hairline like that. Number 3.
Not only do you need an elite or at minimum capable quarterback to contend. Gone are the days where you had one dominant wide receiver and just a complimentary guy. You need 2 ones. And most teams right now are putting 2 ones on the outside to support their quarterback.
Michael Smith of the Brother from Another podcast and formerly of ESPN. This brother's hairline is immaculate. It's so great. I'm so jealous because I can look at that. I think Michael and I are around the same age, and I'm like, he's never going to lose his hair. Like, he doesn't have to worry about it at all. It's just going to be there. He's going to be the old dude with the cool gray, like, curly hair. Like Charles Oakley. Oak got some gray hair. But Michael Smith, like, he's going to be that dude. When the hairline, like, comes down close to your eyebrows, that means that you got some excellent genes and your hairline is popping. So I had to put him on the list. Number two.
Celtics have a timeout, decide not to use it here. Brown the drive. Jaylen Brown kicks it out. Smart fakes. Inside. Tatum spins and he kicks it out. They're waving off whether or not to check to see if the game ended. The basket counts. As Tatum puts it in, the officials go to the scoreboard.
Man, just go look up images of Jason Tatum right now. That brother right there, his hair. First of all, he got the amazing hair. Then the hairline, he gets to do the thing. He gets to do the genuine thing. He gets to give you, like, the baby hair, too. That's unfair. You can't be that tall, that good looking, and have a hairline like that on top of being super athletic. It's not fair. And he got baby hairs? Man, it's messed up. But go look at a picture of Jason Tatum's hairline. It's incredible. Him and Jaylen Brown, they both doing all right with the hairline situation. But Jason Tatum's hairline is immaculate. It is envy worthy. Just like our guy at number one.
All natural flow, baby. All natural flow. I rock a waist lift mink, do-rag under my fitted. And I do want waves. Pumas be always new. You know what I'm saying? Like Sheik Luciano. Kevin Hart is my guy. And I got to tell you something that he didn't get a chance to learn that day. The guy that cuts my hair, he actually knows. Because he from Philly. Shiz, 215. Sean Porter cuts my hair, Kevin Hart.
That was Jalen Rose talking about Kevin Hart, who said that Jalen Rose's hairline is too good for it to be real. He ain't lying. It looks too good to be real, but apparently it's real. And every time I see Jalen on TV, I'm just like, man, it must be nice. Jalen and I are the same age. He might be a little older than I am. And to see that his hairline, like when they have him on the set with Stephen A, I'll be feeling bad for Stephen A. Because there you have like the alpha and the omega of it. You're like, this is what everyone wants, and this is what most of us have. And Stephen A probably needs to come on home, but, you know, whatever. It works for him. And he's making $10 million a year. You know how crazy it is that Stephen A gets to talk bleep to athletes, and they can't come back to him with a, well, I make more money than you, because he makes more money than a lot of them. It's crazy. But yeah, man, Jalen hairline is, that's the standard. Mike Tomlin always talk about the standard is the standard. Jalen Rose's hairline is the standard. That's what we all trying to get to. At some point, we should have a conversation about whether or not culturally, like, do white guys talk about this the way that black and brown dudes do? I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I will say I had a conversation with Urlacher when he was doing the hair thing. And I asked him about it. I was like, yo, man, like, you know, you kind of made being bald for white dudes cool, right? And he's like, who made being bald for black guys cool? And I was like, Michael Jordan. He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I don't know if white dudes talk about the hairline thing as much as black and brown dudes do. Like, it's a difference in, like, going to the barbershop. Like, you go and kick it in Humboldt Park at a barbershop. My Puerto Rican brothers are out there getting lined up. Same thing if you're at Blues in Hyde Park. You're seeing brothers get lined up. I don't know what's happening at the white barbershops, if that's a thing. If creating a hairline is a thing. Or if dudes are like, just trim a little bit off and then I'm good. We'll save that for another time. Maybe that's a podcast. Maybe that's a House of L podcast. I can get a collection of my friends from all across the hair spectrum, and we could discuss. Back after this on The Score.
The Lawrence Holmes Show will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style with an extra 25% off gifts for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus great deals on fragrance sets from mom's favorite brands like Carolina Herrera, YSL, and more. Or shop super buys like diamond hoop earrings for $999 and specials like 60% off bathrobes. Plus get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
It looks like there's going to be baseball tonight. David Ross is planning on playing tonight's game. The weather forecast, I saw Alicia Roman was saying that the forecast is that it's going to keep raining until we get close to game time, which is supposed to be 6:40 tonight over on the north side. And then there's going to be a window for them to play. There's a part of me that's like, you should probably just cancel this and play tomorrow, because not only is it going to be raining, it's going to be cold. And I would hate for this game to not start until like 9. Like that would stink for everyone involved. But maybe there's a window they can play it and they can get it done and we can have a winner and then we can all talk about it tomorrow of what went right and what went wrong for our particular team. We need the sun bad, y'all. I know that you can't do anything about it. Like, you're within the sound of my voice and you're like, well, we'll talk to God about it and see if we can figure it out. I mean, I guess we should probably be praying for other things, but it's fine. But we could really use some sun. Looking at the 10-day forecast, it looks like next week and next weekend is going to be popping. But this muddling our way through the gray and the rain, it's for the birds, man. It don't even feel like May. People weren't even out there with their it's going to be May memes and it's going to be Maine memes. Like, none of that stuff. It doesn't feel like it here in Chicago. Or Seattle, or whatever we're going to call this place now on. I've been trying to think of a way to combine Chicago with London, and I can't quite find one that sounds good. But you understand what I mean. Hopefully there'll be a game tonight, and we will discuss it. And we'll see who comes out on top. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Lawrence Holmes Show will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style with an extra 25% off gifts for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus great deals on fragrance sets from mom's favorite brands like Carolina Herrera, YSL, and more. Or shop super buys like diamond hoop earrings for $999 and specials like 60% off bathrobes. Plus get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done, with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
It looks like there's going to be baseball tonight. David Ross is planning on playing tonight's game. The weather forecast, I saw Alicia Roman, was saying that the forecast is that it's going to keep raining until we get close to game time, which is supposed to be 6:40 tonight over on the north side. And then there's going to be a window for them to play. There's a part of me that's like, you should probably just cancel this and play tomorrow, because not only is it going to be raining, it's going to be cold. And I would hate for this game to not start until like 9. Like that would stink for everyone involved. But maybe there's a window they can play it and they can get it done and we can have a winner and then we can all talk about it tomorrow of what went right and what went wrong for our particular team. We need the sun bad, y'all. I know that you can't do anything about it. Like, you're within the sound of my voice and you're like, well, we'll talk to God about it and see if we can figure it out. I mean, I guess that we should probably be praying for other things, but it's fine. But we could really use some sun. Looking at the 10-day forecast, it looks like next week and next weekend is going to be popping. But this muddling our way through the gray and the rain, it's for the birds, man. It don't even feel like May. People weren't even out there with their it's going to be May memes and it's going to be Maine memes. Like, none of that stuff. It doesn't feel like it here in Chicago. Or Seattle, or whatever we're going to call this place from now on. I've been trying to think of a way to combine Chicago with London, and I can't quite find one that sounds good. But you understand what I mean. Hopefully there'll be a game tonight, and we will discuss it. And we'll see who comes out on top. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.